So, for people who don't know, what is Bill 23 and how would it affect the Conservation Authority?
Bill 23 is a bill by the province to enact a law called the More Homes Built Faster Act. Premier Doug Ford and his government is bringing in this proposed law to increase the number of houses built in Ontario. The law, if passed, could limit the ability of conservation authorities to do some of the work we do now for our member municipalities and our watershed community. These proposals could reduce our efforts to ensure good planning principles are applied to development. Proposed law could limit our ability to provide our expertise to municipalities on development decisions. The proposed changes could reduce watershed health if wetlands and forests and natural areas are changed to urban development areas. The proposals could limit our ability in some cases to protect life and property from natural hazards such as flooding and erosion.
And what do you think, like the big major concerns are with the bill?
There are several major concerns right now with Bill 23. One of the concerns with Bill 23 is the downloading of costs to municipalities and to the local tax base. The province is proposing a freeze on the user fees paid by developers. This goes against the user pay principle that has been in effect. The proposed Bill 23, if it's passed as law, it could download more work and costs to municipalities and local property taxpayers. It could reduce the amount developers pay through user fees, and it would download or transfer that burden to the local ratepayer and to the local municipalities. Another major concern with Bill 23 is reducing our ability as conservation authorities to provide the expertise and capacity we have. Right now, we provide our small rural municipalities with expertise and with knowledge about natural hazards and about environmentally significant areas. That could change if the proposed law becomes the law of the land. The province is proposing that municipalities would not be able to enter into agreements with conservation authorities to review planning applications on their behalf. What this means is local municipalities would not be able to take advantage of the capacity and the knowledge and the expertise we have on natural hazard and environmental planning matters. So the burden of this change would fall on municipal staff. Development decisions could be made without the best information possible if these proposals go through. Right now, our conservationist authority staff have that expertise and that continuity and that capacity to provide to our member municipalities. That could change with Bill 23. The proposed changes could limit the ability of those municipalities to benefit from that expertise. Another issue with Bill 23 is it could provide less review of natural hazards such as flooding and erosion. In some cases, the province is proposing to take away our responsibility and ability to provide natural hazard review. And when I say natural hazards, I'm talking about flooding. I'm talking about erosion. The laws written would mean fewer checks and balances to ensure development takes place in a responsible way. The proposed changes could increase risk to people and properties, not reduce risk. Another concern with Bill 23 as it's written, and if it becomes law, is looking to conservation lands as a potential source of urban development or as the way to address housing shortages. The proposed changes suggest that conservation lands could be viewed as a source of property for urban housing development. In most cases, these conservation lands are not appropriate for urban development and are needed to protect water and soil and habitat in our community. In most cases, these conservation lands are not appropriate. Conservation authority lands have been acquired for a reason. They've been acquired and maintained for public benefit and public well-being. These lands protect against flooding and erosion. They protect drinking water sources, and they should be preserved. If there are any lands which could be sold, that would be based on a rare case, and that's a case where a property is not required for its ecological benefits to the broader community. Conservation Ontario has pointed out that careful consideration is required When looking at conservation lands as a potential site for housing development, these are important natural systems, and they provide ecological benefits to all of us. And those benefits include biodiversity through wetlands, forests, and ecologically sensitive lands. They also help to protect water quality and drinking water sources.
How do you guys plan on working with the provincial government on this?
Building more homes is a very important goal in Ontario, and we understand that. And preserving our natural resources like water and soil and forest cover and wetlands is also an important goal. It's key that we find a balance. We at the Conservation Authority can help support the province's work to increase housing supply by continuing our work to ensure the timely review and timely approval of planning applications and permits. One example of how we are doing this is Conservation Ontario's client service and streamlining initiative. And that's a case where we ensure we approve permits for development in a timely way, while also protecting life and property from natural hazards such as flooding and erosion, and ensuring development does not negatively impact water, soil, and the environment. Balance is key. Our conservation authority wants to make sure there is that balance between building more homes in Ontario while also preserving and enhancing our forests and wetlands and watershed resources. We hope to work closely with the province to make sure both goals can be met without sacrificing one or the other. Our conservation authority is really thankful that we have been able to work with the provincial government and other stakeholders such as municipalities, the province, agriculture, and industry over the past 2 years on previous changes to the Conservation Authorities Act. We hope the Government of Ontario will continue that working group model so we can cooperatively develop rules and policies that will work for the province. After the public has provided comments on Bill 23, we hope any approved changes would allow us to continue to do this important work. We hope that the final changes after public comment will allow us to continue to protect life and property from natural hazards like flooding and erosion, and to build natural infrastructure, watershed health, and resilient watersheds to protect the people in our communities and to adapt to weather extremes that we've seen and to our changing climate. We look forward to working with the province to support ways to build more homes in Ontario while also protecting conservation lands and forests and wetlands and water quality and life and property in Ontario.
So what do you think, you know, is the biggest environmental impact with Bill 23?
There are several impacts of Bill 23 as proposed to people and to the environment if the proposed changes go ahead. The law would prevent us from considering pollution and conservation of lands in permit decisions if the province has an eye on wetlands and natural areas as locations for potential urban development. That could reduce wetland and forest cover that is really needed in this part of Ontario. Urbanizing areas that were acquired for nature preservation would have impacts on water quality and soil health, and it would make our watershed less prepared for weather extremes and continued changes to our climate. There are environmental impacts to Bill 23. There are also impacts to municipalities in our area, and there are impacts to the local ratepayer that could end up paying more if things are downloaded to them. We all want to ensure there's more housing to fill the need for homes in Ontario. We need to find a way to do that that achieves that goal without increasing risk to people and property and the environment. We hope that following public consultation on the proposed law, that there is a balance that can be achieved between those two goals.
And is there anything else that you would like to add?
Our board of directors approved a land acquisition plan, and this plan supports preserving properties with environmentally significant features that are in need of protection or properties that would benefit from restoration. So in general, most properties that we have are not properties that should be switched to an urban development or housing use. If we're properties that don't meet the mission and vision the community set out for us, then in that case, it's possible that the Conservation Authority could divest itself, but there needs to be a really close look whether that property really should be changed or sold. When properties are acquired, the goal is to maintain and preserve them permanently. So selling a property could happen, but that would be the exception, not the rule. So discussing, you know, the divestiture of a property, that would be a discussion that would take place only when it's appropriate. At this time, there are no plans to sell environmentally significant properties, and any future sale of a property would be the exception, not the rule, and it would be based on whether that property needs to be preserved or not, and whether it meets the mission and vision of the conservation authority that was set out for us by the community. Another thing I would like to mention is the opportunity to comment. The public has an opportunity to review the province's proposed changes and to provide comment. If you visit our website at abca.ca, there's a link to the Province of Ontario consultations. The province has a consultation guide that it's created that you can get online to help you provide your input. The consultation on the proposed updates to the regulation of development closes on December 30th, 2022. We invite the public to review the government's proposed changes and to provide their comments to the province of Ontario. One final thing I would like to say is that the Conservation Authority in Ontario, it's really an Ontario success story. Last year, Asalba Bayfield Conservation Authority celebrated its 75th anniversary of work with the community. And we're now looking to the decades to come and continuing to work in partnership with the community and with the province and our other partners. People from around the world point to Ontario as an example of a watershed-based management model that works to protect people, property, and watershed resources. Ontario's conservation authorities are a global success story, and that's a credit to the province of Ontario, to the local municipalities, to our board, our staff, our community volunteers, and to all the local landowners who are taking positive actions to protect and improve our watershed. We really appreciate the support of the public in supporting the important work that's taking place right here in their watershed community.